Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know what to do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun. Join us now, enjoy the show.
Hello everyone, my name is Garrett, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together, friends. My name is Anne-Marie.
And friends, welcome back to Studio Classroom. We started our mystery story yesterday, and today we see how it finishes.
That's right. Yesterday we found out that love letters were being put in students' lockers. All of these love letters had the same voice, and they all gave very specific compliments. At the end of yesterday's article, we found out that Dean and Ivy feel that someone was using the chat bot at the school to write these letters.
But who did it and why? We will find out today as we finish up our story called The Locker Letters. Let's get started.
The Locker Letters.
Dean opened one of the logs and read the prompt aloud.
Write a romantic letter to someone who loves frogs and hates chocolate. Reference a science field trip and a joke about pencils.
He whistled.
He's using people's public profiles as source material.
And letting them believe the feelings were genuine.
Ivy finished, frowning. The culprit? Jonah Ree. Quiet. Smart. Forgettable. Until now.
Hi friends, welcome to Language Lab. I'm Jack. 我们先来看 reference 这个名词，意思是参考、提到。譬如 ，The writer makes references in his books to other works he has written. 这位作家在其书中提到了他所写的其他作品。Reference 去掉字尾的 ence 就会变成动词 refer， 意思是提到或是参考。譬如 ，His report refers to the data from the most recent experiment his team conducted。他的报告引用了他的团队最近进行的实验数据。成语 refer back to something 是指回头参考、回溯。譬如。Please refer back to the handbook's instructions to complete this form. 请参考手册中的说明来填写这份表格。
Yesterday, we saw our characters looking through the log data of the chatbot in the computer lab. Let's find out what else was in that data.
Well, we begin here by seeing that Dean is opening one of the logs.He did that, and then he read the prompt aloud. This word prompt is a good one for you to know as you are working with AI and chatbots. A prompt is the instruction given to a program.
Here's another sentence. It's important to write a clear prompt for a chatbot if you want a good response.
Okay, so when you write a prompt, you are telling the chatbot exactly what you want from it. And here's the prompt that Dean is reading. Write a romantic letter to someone who loves frogs and hates chocolate. Reference a science field trip and joke about pencils.
Okay, so we see that this is probably going to create a love letter, that is for one very specific person.Whoever wrote this prompt knows those details.
Now, here Dean whistles, and we're not talking about whistling a tune here. We're talking about making a noise that shows surprise.
So he says he's using people's public profiles as source material.
What is a public profile? Well, friends, we're talking here about online accounts that anyone can see.
And for example,You need to be careful about what you post online. Otherwise, it will be on your public profile.
Okay, so he's using people's public profiles as source material and letting people believe that the feelings are genuine.
If something is genuine, it's real, it's honest. It's not fake.
Here's another example. Her smile looked genuine.
It looked genuine. So these love letters were not genuine. Again, we said that these emotions that are in the words on the letter probably aren't felt by the writer.
No, the writer instead is using prompts that he's putting into a chatbot to generate these love letters. So the feelings aren't genuine.
Ivy isn't too happy about this, so she frowns. And we see at the very end here, the culprit? Jonah Ree.
The culprit. A culprit, friends, is the person or thing responsible for a problem.
Here's another example sentence. Lack of sleep is often the culprit of a bad day. So a culprit for something could be a person or some situation.
It could be the reason for something. In this case, we're talking about the person who did the crime or the person who created the problem.
And he is described here a little bit. He's quiet, smart, but forgettable. That is, until now.
All right, let's talk a little bit about this word forgettable. When we use it to talk about a person, we're usually saying that nothing really stands out about somebody, and it's really not a very nice thing to say.
No, you could also use this to describe something like a kind of boring movie. You don't remember anything about it a week later, it was forgettable.
Yeah, you could say this about food at a restaurant too. The food there was forgettable. Okay, friends, we're going to find out more about this culprit and maybe the motivation behind writing these letters in the next section. So let's get on with our next reading right now.
The Locker Letters.
They found Jonah cleaning paintbrushes in the art room.
Jonah,
Ivy said gently.
We've seen the letters and the prompts you wrote.
Jonah set a brush down.
I didn't think my own words were good enough for anyone to care about. But if they got a beautiful, heartfelt letter, they'd feel the way I wish I could.
So, you used the chatbot?
Asked Dean. Jonah gave a small nod.
I didn't know what to say, but I knew what they liked. Frogs, concerts, old field trips.
The child writes heartfelt cards to his family and friends on their birthdays. 这个孩子会在家人和朋友生日时写真诚的卡片给他们。惯用于 from the heart 或是 from one's heart 的意思是由衷的或是发自内心。譬如 because she loves him so deeply,Anything he says feels as though it comes from the heart. 因为他深爱着他，他说的任何话听起来都像是发自内心的。与 heartfelt 意思相近的字是 genuine, 意思是真诚的，名副其实的。譬如 words feel genuine when they express real feelings and align with actions.当言语表达了真实的情感并与行动一致时，便会给人真诚的感觉。
So by looking through the information on the computer, Dean was able to find out a lot. He was able to find out how the letters were produced and even who did it.
And who was the culprit? It was Jonah Ree.We read here that they found Jonah cleaning paintbrushes in the art room.
All right, so they walk up to him. Ivy says gently, Jonah.
We've seen the letters. Now, when you say something gently, friends, you say it in a soft and a kind way.
For example, it's nice to speak gently to a child. After all, they're still learning about the world.
You can do things in a gentle way, friends, like correct someone. If you need to correct someone, you can do it gently. It's still kind, even though what you're saying might be a little harsh.
Well, Ivy tells Jonah that they have seen the letters and the prompts that he wrote. So Jonah sets a brush down.
He's going to explain now why he did this. He said, I didn't think my own words were good enough for anyone to care about. Let's talk about the idea of being good enough for something.
All right. This means that you're acceptable enough for it. You're suitable. Maybe you have enough skills or you're a kind enough person for it.
Let's use the phrase good enough for in another sentence. This level is good enough for beginners.
Jonah didn't feel like he was good enough for his classmates to care about him. So he says, if these people got a beautiful, heartfelt letter, they'd feel the way I wish I could.
Okay, so Jonah's trying to say here that his motivation is actually kind. He wanted people to feel good about themselves, but he felt like not just himself was not good enough, his words weren't good enough either.
It is interesting. It seems like he wasn't trying to tell these girls or people he gave these to that he loved them. He just wanted them to feel good.
Yeah, this is kind of interesting to me. Well, here Dean says, so you used a chatbot. And we talked about this word yesterday, friends, but I want to review it one more time. A chatbot is a computer program that's designed to have conversations.
Yeah, it's not just going to give one word or simple answers. It tries to answer your questions in a way that seems like it's a person giving it.
And when you put a prompt into a chatbot, you get something out of it. And what this person, Jonah, was getting out of it was these love letters.
So Jonah gave a small nod. He nodded back to Dean. I didn't know what to say, but I knew what they liked, those people who got the letters. Frogs, concerts, old field trips. So he included that information.
Yes, but I think this is a little creepy, Garrett, because he only knew this about these people because he went and looked at their public profiles. I don't even know if he knew these people personally.
Yeah, well, we could almost call this like online stalking.
Yeah, he went and looked at their public profiles to find more about them, and then he put all of their information into a chatbot. Pretty weird.
So he's saying he wanted to do something nice and make people feel good, but I think the result wasn't totally that. There were quite a few people who were uncomfortable.
It definitely makes me uncomfortable as well. Well, as we know from these mystery articles, Ivy and Dean have no problem with telling people how they can be better or encouraging them to set things right. What are they going to do at the end of our article? We'll find out right after today's deep dive.
Deep dive.
Hi, friends. Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? A field trip. One morning, a class got on a bus instead of going to their usual classroom. No textbooks, no normal schedule in the classroom. They just had snacks, laughter, and a lot of excitement. They were heading out on a field trip. A field trip is when students leave school to learn somewhere else, like a museum, a farm, or a science center. The idea is to experience things in real life, not just to read about them. For example, the class went on a field trip to the History Museum. Or we learned about animals during our field trip to the zoo. Now let's look at a few other common school events. Sports Day is a day for games and athletic activities. For example, students competed in races during Sports Day. A school play is a performance by students, often on stage. For example, she practiced every day for her role in the school play. A science fair is where students present projects and experiments. For example, his volcano project was a hit at the science fair. And graduation is the ceremony when students finish a level of school. For example, their families attended the high school graduation ceremony. So whether you're in a classroom or out exploring, school is full of different ways to learn. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat. Until next time.
the locker letters.
Jonah, it's evident that you want to be seen, but pretending to be other people doesn't make you more lovable. Just harder to trust,
said Ivy kindly. Jonah looked down.
I didn't think it'd work.
It didn't,
Ivy said softly.
But maybe now you can try something riskier.
Like what?
Being honest.
Emotional bonds become evident over time through actions rather than through words. 情感纽带随着时间的推移会透过行动而非言语显现出来。Evident 的名词形式是 evidence, 意思是证据、证明。譬如 The way she speaks of him, both in his presence and absence, is evidence of her loyalty to him.无论他是否在场，他谈论他的方式都证明了他对他的忠诚。Evident 的副词是 evidently， 意思是显然的。譬如 ，He was evidently surprised by the news and excused himself to calm down。他显然被这个消息吓到，便借故离开以平复心情。That's the end of today's Language Lab. Take care and see you next time.
So we found out why Jonah wrote these letters. He had good intentions, or so he thought. Now let's see how Ivy and Dean respond.
Well, Ivy is speaking in a very gentle and kind way to Jonah. She says here, it's evident that you want to be seen.When we talk about being seen or feeling seen, we're not just talking about the fact that you see something physically. This is the idea that you are noticed and people see you for who you are.
Yeah, here's another example sentence. She wants to be seen as confident. Or you could say she wants to be seen by her classmates.
So Jonah wants to be seen. He wants to be noticed. He wants people to know who he is. But Ivy says, pretending to be other people doesn't make you more lovable, just harder to trust.
Okay, that is an interesting statement here. I'm not sure that Jonah was trying to be someone else. He just wasn't honest with who he was as the person writing the letters.
Yeah, that's a good point.Let's talk about this word pretending here, friends, so we can understand what Ivy's saying better. Pretending means that you're acting like you are someone you are not, whether that's you're pretending that you have a certain personality or actually pretending to be somebody else.
Yeah, some people might pretend to be someone else. They hope they'll have more friends and more popularity that way, but it usually doesn't work out well.
Yeah, it's better to just be yourself. And Ivy says if you're pretending to be someone you're not, it makes you harder to trust. This is probably true if people find out the truth.
Ivy had that to say to Jonah, and Jonah says something interesting. He actually says, I didn't think it would work.
Yeah, Jonah is somebody who seems like he doesn't have a lot of confidence in himself.He did this to try to make people feel good or maybe stir up trouble, but he himself didn't think this plan would actually work.
Yeah, it's hard to understand why he did it then. Ivy agrees his plan didn't work, but maybe now he can try something riskier.
Oh, this is an interesting statement that Ivy is making. It's interesting because of this word she says at the end.It's that word riskier. Riskier means that something is even more dangerous than what you did before.
All right, for example, sharing personal info is riskier now than it was maybe 20 years ago.
That is true. And Ivy says you can try something riskier, and that is being honest. Why might she say this?
Yeah, why would that be the riskier thing? Well, since all these letters were given out anonymously, maybe he thought no one would find out it was him. It didn't feel like there was a lot of risk to it. But being honest and actually talking to people does carry some risk.
It does, especially for someone who doesn't have a lot of self-confidence and maybe doesn't like who they are as a person. Being honest and talking to people might feel pretty risky.
Often this idea of risk comes with, well, a lot of danger, maybe something bad can happen, but also the potential for something much better to happen. If he goes out and actually talks to people, they might make fun of him and not be his friends, or he can actually start to form relationships.
Yeah, if I were Ivy, I would tell Jonah that not everyone is going to like you. In life, you do have to take the risk that if you be yourself, you might make friends with some people, and some people might not want to be your friends. But it is worth the risk. Being honest is important.
Yeah, if you play it safe for your entire life, well, your life will pass by without all the great things that make life worth living.
That's a good point as well. Okay, friends, we have more to talk about in just a moment, but right now, let's go to today's usage tip.
Hi, I'm Rex. 今天的 usage tip 要来看主词加be动词加形容词加 enough 加 for somebody 加 to 加原形动词句型，意思是某人或某个事物的程度已达到足够的标准。Enough 必须放在形容词或副词的后面，例如 smart enough, fast enough。 后面的 to 加原形动词表示结果或可能发生的行为，而 for somebody 则用来指出这个程度对谁而言足以做某件事情。来看例句，The explanation was clear enough for students to understand easily. 这个说明相当清楚，学生们很容易就能够理解。
Friends, this is the end of our mystery article, which means we're going to do something a little different. We are going to try to think like a detective. Here's the question. What details helped Ivy and Dean trace the letters back to Jonah? And what does this say about the line between being creative and deceiving people? There's two questions there.
All right, let's start with the first one. There were a couple of details that helped them figure this out. First of all, Dean noticed, or Ivy noticed, one of them, that all these letters seemed very similar. So they figured out that it was from the same person.
After they figured out it was from the same person, they realized that the voice of the letters was a little odd, and they realized this probably came from a chatbot.
Yeah, so they were able to use the computers to find the information as to who did this.
Okay, so those were the things that traced the letters to Jonah. What does this say about the line between being creative and deceiving people?
Well, when you write something through a chatbot like this, you might have some personal details, but in the end, it won't have that same personal touch that a creative person can do.
Yeah, that's totally true. Well, friends, we hope you have enjoyed this article. We have a brand new one for you next time. But that is all the time we have for today. My name is Anne Marie.
And my name is Garrett. Please join us again next time, right here on
Studio Classroom.
I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.